The History of Fire Cooking, Part 1. For thousands of years, it was the only way to cook. For many, it is thought that it is this discovery that separated man from the other animals. Fire. Estimated to have been discovered some 2 million years ago, the discovery of fire, and more importantly, the discovery of how to tame fire, resulted in man's brain development, value of food, changes in our body, and social structure. It gave us survivability. It extended our life by improving our daily calories and nutritional needs, by allowing us to cook poisonous plants and meats. Fire gave us the ability to sustain ourselves without needing our bodies to go through a seasonal transition like other animals. Think about bears, who develop a thick fat layer to allow them into dormancy while maintaining some level of survivability without direct oral nutrition. How did fire cooking get discovered? That is the million-dollar question. Here are some of the hypotheses out there regarding the discovery of fire for cooking. Nature provides ignition. There are some scientists who believe that the act of cooking by fire was founded by accident. A lightning strike or grass fires that sprung up due to the excessive dry conditions exposed to the hot sun. Many don't feel man did anything to, quote, discover, unquote, fire, other than observe the characteristics of fire. It produces abundant heat, light, and when it traps an animal within its flames, it produced a more tender meat, easier to digest food source, and more pleasing aroma to the meat. Tool construction. There are others who believe that early humans realized the importance of tools. By sharpening stones to produce spears, cutting tools, etc., these early beings observed spark. Either through intention or perhaps with Mother Nature's assistance, these sparks caught twigs, brush, fruit, and/or grains on fire. Remember, early human life did not involve a developed brain. A discovery of fire, however, would help advance not only our brains, but our bodies into the erect beings we are today. The earliest cave cooking. In South Africa's Northern Cape Province, a dwelling known as Wonderwork Cave contains the earliest evidence that our ancestors and ape-like ancestors were using fire. Compacted dirt showed evidence of ashes, carbonized leaf and twig fragments, and burnt bits of animal bones. Scientists were also able to analyze the material and determined that the cave material was heated to between 750 and 1300 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the heat level of a small fire made of twigs and grasses. If indeed our early species learned to harness fire for cooking, this would account for the advancement of our brains and our ability to become erect beings walking on two legs. Cooking on fire allowed for easier chewing and digestion, produced extra calories to fuel our brains, and a non-cooking plus of the fire is it warded off nighttime predators, allowing for sleep on the ground or in caves rather than in the trees. It's all about energy. Raw food diets have been popularized as a method of losing weight and of being healthier. However, only a fraction of the calories in raw starch and protein are absorbed by the body directly via the small intestine. The remainder passes into the large bowel, where it is broken down by the organ's high population of microbes, which consume the majority for themselves. Cooked food, however, is mostly digested by the time it enters the colon. For the same amount of calories ingested, the body gets roughly 30% more energy from cooked oat, wheat, or potato starch as compared to raw, and as much as 78% from the protein in an egg. In experiments, animals given cooked food gain more weight than animals fed the same of raw food. Cooking breaks down collagen, the connective tissue in meat, and softens the cell walls of plants to release their storage of starch and fat. The calories to fuel the bigger brains of successive species of hominids came at the expense of the energy-intensive tissue in the gut, which was shrinking at the same time. If you look at early imagery of apes, you'll see how we morphed into narrow-waisted Homo sapiens. Coming up in the History of Fire Cooking Part 2, learn more about why cooking foods by fire made us who we are today. Did we provide you with new information you didn't know? Leave us a comment and subscribe to our channel as we bring you recipes, tips, techniques, and the science behind the fire and smoke.